Impossible: How Kempower Changed the Game in EV Charging by Terho Pustinen. Read by Gary Anello. Chapter 1. Popcorn. Malmö, June 2021. Things got off to a great start. The residents of Malmö, Sweden, commuted to work and pastimes, took the bus to go shopping or on dates. Buses rolled into the depot, charged their batteries, and hustled back out onto the road as softly and soundlessly as ghosts. The month of June was unusually warm in 2021. The glare was blinding. The heat was draining. But after the long, cold winter, it felt good. Midsummer's Eve was a week away, and the thoughts of many Swedes had already leapt ahead to the summer's biggest holiday. Whose villa or cabin will we go to? What will we eat and drink? Will it bother the neighbors if we sing and dance all night and the music carries across the water? What's it going to feel like the next morning when I sink into the hammock and drift off to sleep, gazing at the swallows arcing across the blue sky? What could be better? Crises often start this way. They creep into our lives when things are going beautifully. An ocean liner crashes into an iceberg. The collision feels like a faint thud on the bridge. A space shuttle, shooting into the atmosphere, loses a heat shield tile. A nuclear reactor's xenon output spikes. Anatoly turns to the head of the night shift. Sergei glances wearily at the gauges and doesn't react. This is what happened in Malmö. Pop! The thermal protection of one of the electric bus chargers blew out, and one charging module was out of commission. The charger kept charging the bus, but with a one-module loss in output. The monitoring software sent an automatic alert to project manager Sammy Johannesson's cell phone, informing him of the reduction. Sammy had a big responsibility. Under his lead, Nobina, the biggest bus company in the Nordic countries, had built a new charging hub for electric buses on the outskirts of Malmö. The charging hub was the biggest in the Nordic countries, too. It consisted of 87 charging stations called satellites. The satellites took their power from cabinets that stood at the edge of a field. It was a smart system, separating the power supply to keep the charging post compact and slim. The cabinets contained all the power modules and control components. More modules could be added to the cabinets as needed, like Legos. The charging system had been delivered by the Finnish company Kempower. The electric buses had come from Sweden's Volvo and Germany's MAN. They'd been running flawlessly for a week. Kempower had bumped up the output of every module to 40 kilowatts. It had been an exciting moment. Kempower had never done it before, not at this scale. The power boost had gone according to plan, and everything looked good. And then, on June 18, the temperature rose to 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The bus's air conditioning was pushed to its limits. The buses consumed more power on the road and asked for more than they usually did when they pulled into the depot. The load on the charging hub increased. The power modules started to heat up. The module's thermal protection system worked like the breaker on a home electrical panel. If a circuit overloads, the breaker trips to prevent overheating. The thermal protectors served an equally critical purpose. It ensured the module's components wouldn't be damaged by heat. Electricity is a good servant, but a poor master. A burning smell indicates things are no longer under control. The loss of the first power module didn't faze Sammy Johannesson. He walked over to the cabinet, opened it, and restored the thermal protector. No big deal. The power module started working again. Sammy and his colleagues weren't especially surprised. They knew the new charging technology would require fine-tuning. The complex, extensive system consisted of thousands of components that could potentially fail. The charging was controlled by a cloud-based software developed by Kempower. That software had been integrated with Nobina's back-end and transportation management systems. Sammy knew disruptions were inevitable. Some alerts would require attention. Others would be irrelevant bugs. Pop! A second power module tripped. Pop! Pop! A third! A fourth! What the hell? What was going on? More alerts streamed into Sammy's email. The first pinged at 3:57 p.m., the second at 4:07 p.m., the third at 4:12.